Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The global terrorism threat is becoming increasingly decentralized, with groups such as the Islamic State, also known as ISIL, spreading tentacles into regions including Southeast Asia, Russia's North Caucasus, and Africa. U.S. State Department has released its annual report on terrorism. Here is Acting Coordinator for Counterterrorism, Justin Sibarel.
The international community made important progress in degrading terrorist safe havens, in particular a sizable reduction in the amount of territory held by the Islamic State in Iraq and the Levant, or ISIL, in Iraq and Syria, as well as the finances and foreign terrorist fighters available to it. At the same time, however, instability in key regions of the world, along with weak or non-existent governance, sectarian conflict, and porous borders, continue to provide terrorist groups like ISIL the opportunity to extend their reach, terrorize civilians, and attract and mobilize new recruits.
Sibarel says 92 countries had terror attacks in 2015, but the concentration of the attacks was geographic, he says, like it has been in recent years. Officials in Somalia say security forces have killed the gunman who attacked a popular Mogadishu hotel, bringing the death toll to 24. Somali militant group Al-Shabaab claim responsibility. Al-Shabaab has carried out similar assaults on hotels in the past. Key advisor to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad rejected the need for urgent humanitarian aid for some besieged areas in Syria, while at the same time accusing the U.S. and its allies of keeping the region mired in war. Botania Shaban spoke electronically to the group, the Global Alliance for Terminating IS Al-Qaeda. This is VOA News. The United Nations is appealing to the international community to come to the aid of millions of civilians in war-torn Yemen, struggling to survive as human conditions in that country continue to get worse. Lisa Schlein reporting now from the United Nations in Geneva.
UN Coordinator for Yemen, Jamie McGoldrick, calls Yemen an invisible crisis, a war waged in the shadows of the war being fought in nearby Syria.
The scale of the emergency is tremendous. The scale of the needs is massive.
McGoldrick says it appears as though the fighting in Yemen has gone down since UN-mediated peace negotiations started a few weeks ago. Nevertheless, he says, conditions continue to deteriorate because people have to contend with the country's shattered infrastructure and broken economy. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
German lawmakers have voted overwhelmingly to recognize World War I-era killings of Armenians by Ottoman Turks, and they're calling it genocide. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said the two countries have broad, friendly, and strategic ties, despite a difference of opinion on an individual matter. Historians estimate up to 1.5 million Armenians were killed by the Ottoman Turks between 1915 and 1917, and many scholars have viewed the event as the 20th century's first genocide. Presumptive Republican U.S. presidential candidate Donald Trump reacted strongly to a foreign policy speech by Democratic presidential frontrunner Hillary Clinton in which she attacked Trump, saying he is temperamentally unfit to hold an office and requires knowledge, stability, and immense responsibility.
This is a man who said that more countries should have nuclear weapons, including Saudi Arabia. This is someone who has threatened to abandon our allies in NATO, the countries that work with us to root out terrorists abroad before they strike us at home. He believes we can treat the U.S. economy like one of his casinos and default on our debts to the rest of the world, which would cause an economic catastrophe far worse than anything we experienced in 2008.
Speaking in California, Trump said his temperament is so much tougher, so much better than hers, referring to Clinton. He said, "Lying, crooked Hillary has made up his foreign policy." Also in the news, autopsy results of U.S. singer Prince, who died suddenly in April, showed he died of an accidental overdose of a drug called fentanyl, a powerful opioid painkiller more potent than morphine or heroin.
That's the latest world news from VOA.